I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I remember as a young boy attending Sunday school and hearing about Eutychus. Eutychus was that young boy who sat in a third-floor windowsill and fell asleep while the Apostle Paul was preaching, and he fell out of the window to his death. I think this story warned all of us in Sunday school not to fall asleep during church. We find it recorded in Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. On the first day of the week, we gathered with the local believers to share in the Lord's Supper. Paul was preaching to them, and since he was leaving the next day, he kept talking until midnight. The upstairs room where we met was lighted with many flickering lamps. As Paul spoke on and on, a young man named Eutychus, sitting on the windowsill, became very drowsy. Finally, he fell sound asleep and dropped three stories to his death below. Paul went down, bent over him, and took him into his arms. "Don't worry," he said. "He's alive." Then they all went back upstairs, shared in the Lord's Supper, and ate together. Paul continued talking to them until dawn, and then he left. Meanwhile, the young man was taken home alive and well, and everyone was greatly relieved. Paul was on his third missionary journey after leaving Ephesus and traveling to Macedonia, then toward Greece, then back again through Macedonia, where they left from Philippi and headed to Troas. Here Paul meets with the church, and they are worshiping together, celebrating the Lord's Supper, and the congregation is eager to hear Paul teach and preach. The scriptures say that he kept talking until midnight. Verse 8 says that the room was lighted with many flickering lamps as Paul spoke on and on. Now, a part of me might say, Paul was long-winded and possibly boring in his delivery. However, another part of me might say, this was Paul's last journey, last time he would be able to address these fellow believers, and they needed to know the importance of Christ, his word explained, so they can become mature and be his witness no matter what they may face. So it could be that some were tired and bored, some were eager and listened intently on every word Paul said, when all of a sudden, Eutychus falls. People descended from the third floor to find Eutychus there, lying dead. This account was written by Luke, who was a doctor. Paul, making his way down, picks up the lad and tells the church that he is not dead. Don't worry, he is alive. Before praises and hallelujahs are shouted, relief is felt. Verse 11 tells us that they all head back upstairs to continue in the Lord's Supper and fellowship and listening to Paul. This happened until dawn. So what happened to Eutychus? Verse 12 says that the young man was taken home alive and well, and everyone was greatly relieved. Here the Holy Spirit used the Apostle Paul to raise Eutychus back to life. Why? To demonstrate God's resurrection power through his servant. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying." Paul knew that Christ could raise Eutychus from the dead. Paul knew that the enemy wanted the church, this group of believers, to be discouraged and defeated, even left with no hope through this accident, that God's word is not powerful and effective. But the Holy Spirit in Paul proved otherwise. God's word is powerful and effective. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He, in the heart and life of every believer, gives life everlasting and resurrection power to live for Jesus now, today, and tomorrow. Yes, the body grows weary and tired, and yes, we need to be alert and awake, especially when the Lord is trying to teach us from his word. And yes, the enemy of our souls will do all he can to distract and defeat us in the process. But Paul, confident in Christ's authority and power, raised this boy back to life. Only Jesus Christ can do this, and he did through the Apostle Paul. Jesus also did this through Peter, raising Tabitha back to life in Acts chapter 9, verse 40. The Holy Spirit in the life of a believer brings glory, honor, praise, and accomplishes God's purposes. It is extremely important and necessary for every believer to continually be filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with God's Holy Spirit? under the continuing influence of Christ? You can be. Just surrender and ask the Lord to fill you today, and then see how God uses you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.